Hello.
Hey Galem, this is Peter.
Yeah, Peter, I'm now at the website and there are no changes has been made according to my previous request. Really, I don't know what you did for 2 days.
Well, can you let me know the changes? Because the developer has completed all the changes.
I mean, is there any way you can check before they tell you that they completed?
Yes, I check and then I send.
Oh, really? This is crazy, guys. Maybe I'm kind of I tried using PowerPoint with the pictures and arrows to make it more simple. I don't know what can be like what other ways can be done. To explain, how do you communicate with customers when they want to change something? Which format are they using to communicate with you? Maybe I'm using really wrong communication or something. Can
No,
you
no.
please explain me
You're.
what is the best way for me to explain? Because I thought the PowerPoint is like when they're doing screenshot, doing arrows and telling you, guys, this one should go there, and I put the arrow. I think this is most kind of simple kind of way to explain my needs, but what I see now, and be like the third time, I mean, it wasn't done, and I mean, I'm really feel very frustrated because there are really minor changes which can be done within an hour or two, but you're taking like 2 days, and then at the end it's not done and it's wrong, and I mean and I'm started to getting really I mean frustrated because it's taking really too long. This website, very simple one. But I don't know when did we start it, 2 weeks ago or something. So I need to understand, maybe somebody I could talk to the manager or something, he could explain to me the ways of communication. Maybe I'm doing something wrongly.
No,
But really, it's getting really too frustrating. I cannot wait anymore, 48 or 72. Every time I'm asking, guys, I just ask to do this one. It's simple. I know it's simple, thing to do, already, but always you're saying, 48, 70, okay, according to your policy or whatever. But after 2 days, it's not done. It's kind of I don't know really how to, what is the best way to communicate? Please explain to me. Maybe I'm
Well,
doing something wrong.
no, Galim, you're completely right. Okay, that's not a problem. I just need to first confirm that what changes or what file are you talking about so that I can know that if I have received that file or not, because I'm not sure that. Can you go on Teamwork where we usually communicate?
Yes. Okay, so let's please go to the June 3rd comments. There are two files on the June 3rd. It
Okay.
was the last thing I sent, June 3rd. Now it's June 9th. So it's comments. There are two files, comments and comments additional. So let's see the comments now.
Well, actually, on June 3rd, it was Friday. I assigned the changes to the developer. Then we had a weekend on 4th and 5th. And then from, I guess, from 7th of June, on 5th and 6th and 7th, I was not in the office because I had high fever. I was admitted in the hospital.
But
And
the
yes.
thing, I understand, Peter. I'm not saying too, but I talked to David, and we did same thing. I did. David, open the file. You see what I'm saying? This one. He said, "Yes, I clearly understand, sir, and I know you have the voice recordings of the calls,
Yes,
and it easily
completely.
can be found. It easily can be found because we went. I'm not just saying, David, please check those files and do accordingly. Okay, thank you. No, I said open. Let's discuss. I want to explain to you. It's not just kind of like this because I know there is miscommunication can be happened. And then he opened and said, "You see this one on the PowerPoint? Yes. Okay, please check it now on the website." He said, "Oh yes, I see it. This is wrong. Okay, let's go next. You see this one, the page? Okay." And we went, all the pages. We like I was like explaining like in kindergarten, this arrow meaning and this one and that one. I try to avoid any miscommunications. It's not just I send the file and forget about it. But he was kind of listening and okay, I don't know what is his R&R, David. If probably he's just the sales and he doesn't care about the production or doing this designs or something because every time he calls me he's trying to sell something to me. but she didn't listen. But I said, she told me, I will definitely, I mean, there are recordings. I don't need to repeat myself.
Yeah, yeah,
if it's
completely
needed, like, if I talk to, like, your top management, and they can do some kind of the investigation, and they can hear all the, like, things, and, like, it will be clear. Because for me, really, it's, like, no reason to do something kind of lie. So I understand the job, how it's done. I'm in the business thing, and, like, and I know this kind of communication is very important. That is why I use this PowerPoint, and in my view, it's most kind of clear way to communicating, because, like, showing picture and the arrow, you see? But
exactly.
Still, like, I mean, like, it's, for example, one thing, can you open the file 0603-2022 comments?
Okay, only the comments file.
Yeah, let's start one by one, okay? It was really made like that, the comment that the icons on this front page, they are stretched. So I told her about it like many times, and like we actually went, because first he didn't see it, and then I explained to him where to look, and he said, are you looking from the phone? I said, no. And then he found it. And if you go, and then there is another page showing how it should look. You see, I'm not just saying icons are wrong and not telling what they should look. But even I made the second page, they should look like that. And I mentioned they stretched, look
they
terrible.
Stretched.
And then I told to the David, you see like the kind of, they look really unnatural, you know, like not proportional, like
exactly.
You see, you understand what I'm saying, like, right?
Yes,
I don't know,
completely.
Maybe I don't have enough of the words, or my English, it is my English is my second language, maybe I'm not communicating, but this was clearly, like I said, like this was, she said, yes, I see it, we will change it and everything. Now if you look at the website again, those icons like stretch, they look terrible. I mean, like, I don't know, like, I mean, how can you pass such kind of job when, like, it's unnatural, like, you know, like, it's not proportions. You know what I'm saying? When you stretch the face and, like, and put it on. So
and
this is
Galim,
the first one.
Galim, if I may ask, like, on what screen size are you visiting the website or seeing the changes? Like, is it a computer or a laptop?
Laptop, yeah.
Exactly. So that is the main reason that you might have seen the icons being stretched, because right now the website, because we have completely built desktop computers and the screen size is 21 inch. So we are working on that version right now, okay? But once the changes are completed, at that time we make the website responsive on every platform, for example, on a 13-inch laptop too, on a 17-inch laptop too, on phones too. So right now, for the change, as far as the changes and everything are concerned, I firstly apologize that they were not done. But as far as the icons are concerned, let me send you the screenshot of my computer, and you can check because I'm seeing the icons right now, and they're in front of me, and they're completely fine. So I guess there might be an issue in the screen size because the website is not responsive and it's not live. So we will be fixing that, okay? We'll fix the icons too.
Okay, Peter, okay, I understand. In that case, really, he should have told me about it, you see? Like, in that case, I don't... But he said, yes, okay, I understand, we will fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm expecting. You see what I'm saying, why I'm complaining?
Yeah.
If he told me the way you explained me, okay, we need to do, like, several resolution kind of, like, things for any type of whoever watching from 15-inch or 22 or, like, on the big TV screen, like, connected to through the HDMI cable.
HDMI.
In that case, okay. So, okay. All right, let's go the next one. The next one was about the pages navigation, but he told me as soon as the website is done, you will do it the pages. You see what I'm saying? Previous, go back. It didn't work that time.
Yeah, the development, once the development starts, the links gets integrated and everything, the button starts.
So like the pages, previous, next, should work fine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the next one, application form, you already did it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, the application form. If you can go on the couriers page, you can see the
application. Yeah, I saw it. So, okay, please close this file and let's open the file. Same date, June 3rd. Just a moment. It's called comments additional.
additional. Okay, let me open that file. Yes, now I have that file.
Yeah, comments additional, and then I ask about the services, and actually I also talked to him, like I explained everything by words. So if you go to the services,
mm-hmm.
please push the first services on the website. And basically, like, the company has several types of services. For example, like, it's called last mile. You see it, right? Last mile service.
Yes, I see that.
And last mile is including 1, 2, 3, 4 type of the services, like full service, room of choice, inside,
mm-hmm.
address, curbside. This is all belong to last mile. It's okay. So it's perfect. It looks
okay.
All perfect. But then there should be another service calling moving services. It's like it doesn't belong to last mile. It's not number 5.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4 it belongs to the last mile. But then it goes kind of like again the top headline moving services, and then like the pictures for the moving services, like
okay.
1, 2, like it's called. You see what I'm saying?
I understand. There are actually the heading which you see the last mile in the same style you want the heading moving services.
Yeah, below, like because it's kind of, you know, kind of it's going like
mm-hmm.
first we have like last mile services. It's
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4 belongs to that. Then similar thing, but
mm-hmm.
instead of the last mile it's moving services. And of course the wording, it's not like our last mile services. The wording should be from the moving services.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You understand, right? Yeah.
Yes, I
understand. And the pictures and everything. Yeah, so it's kind of like separate service. Yeah. Okay, the next one is again related to the page, the button.
Yeah.
Get started now. Ah, no, get started now should go to the quote. Let me see if you did it. I didn't check this one.
It's on the about us page or is it on the home page?
Just one, I'll tell you. It's about us,
mm-hmm.
and then if you go below, there is like get started now,
it goes to
the contact
page, so the link will be changed and it will be to the get a quote page.
Yeah, because like logically like we tell about the company, what we do and our services, and then let's get started, so in my opinion like okay, let's get the order. Right? I mean, let the quote, because like logically, like I tell about the company, there's a video and everything, and then let's get started. And again, our company address, like starting for what? Of course, invitation to come to the office, but no, let's get started. Let's get you the quote. We told you who we are, and now we want you to tell us what you want from us. You see what I'm saying? The logic.
I understand. I completely understand.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. All right. The next one is the background pictures. So if you go about us,
I've got that. I've got those pictures, and you already sent me those pictures previously. So I'll upload that too, and I'll make them a little bit faded so that it does not blur the content too. Okay. However,
you understand? Go ahead.
I have just one confusion. If you go on the last slide of the same PowerPoint, the sixth slide, and you've attached a picture, so that will go behind the form or that will go in the banner too, because the arrows.
This is my mistake of the arrow. Yes, it goes to the dark kind of side, as all others, you know, it should look unified. I just put this kind of the arrow, kind of assuming kind of logically it goes there, and like I didn't like specifically, but yes, this is a good question actually, because maybe I'm kind of the crazy person and want to do background there, and like I show you the like arrow and then I'll complain. Good question, really, like yeah, it goes like as you assumed. The next one, okay, we finish with two PowerPoints, and then what else? If you go home,
mm-hmm.
and you go the bottom side, we consist of the experienced team.
Mm-hmm.
And when you kind of put your arrow over the pictures, the name comes, right?
Yes, the name comes in.
But it should be with the title, because previously it was the title of the each person, like general manager, the driver. It was there previously. I don't know why it disappeared.
I guess I told you that there was some server issue and the changes got reverted back. And I'm sorry for that, but you can, well, can you let me know, like, what designation will be coming on Gallim?
General manager.
Okay, so you're the general manager of the company. And what about Edrin?
Actually, next should go Greg.
Okay.
Kind of accordingly. Second should go Greg. He's
okay.
The fleet manager.
Okay. Greg is the... can you tell me, can you spell that?
Fleet is F L E E T. F as a
fleet. I thought it was
fleet kind of, you know, like the truck fleet kind of like it. You know, right? Like fleet manager. So he's managing all the trucks and everything.
Oh.
Like but he should go second, okay? Because kind of according to the position, you know, like designation, yeah. Then you can put the Adrian, he is OTR driver. O as a Omega, T as a time, R as a R room. OTR driver, yeah.
Okay.
The OTR, just for information, stands for over the road. Over the road. So OTR driver.
Okay. And what about Caitlin?
He is a local driver.
A local driver. Okay.
And then I need one more space because I'll send you another picture of the guy, the marketing manager, and his name is Broly. So let me I need to see how to spell this. His name. So he should be the last one. Actually, no, he should be between, after Greg. He should be after Greg. Sorry. He should be after the Greg. Yeah. And his name is Broly, is B-R-O-L-Y.
B-R-O?
L as love, Y as a yellow.
Okay. I got it.
Broly, he's marketing manager. Can you put just any person's picture?
Yeah. We'll put a dummy picture.
Yeah, dummy picture. So once again, it's go like me, Greg, Broly, Adrian, and Kaylin. So me,
it.
Greg, and Broly. Okay, so kind of. Yeah, so this one. So regarding again, like page, next page or the previous page, I'm not kind of worried about it. Like you will do it.
Yes, we will.
One more thing. Sorry. The home page. About us, you know, like there is a picture and the video below.
Yes.
Can you switch the video put on top, but the pictures on the bottom?
On the about us page?
No, it's on the home page. There is also section about us.
Yes.
Below those stretch icon, you see, right? So like now the pictures are on top, video on bottom. Just switch them, the video on top, pictures on the bottom, okay?
Okay, got it. I got it.
What else? Once again, let me see once again. Maybe I need something about us. This one, get started. Okay. About us, good looks, good services. So services are really important to make moving as a separate kind of entity.
Mm-hmm.
Careers, join our team, requirements, application, it's perfect. Contact, phone number, again, this one, get a quote. Actually, that's it, Peter. Please do those things which we discussed. After that, we are done.
Okay. So, Gallim, this is my commitment to you that right now it's 1 p.m. my time. Okay. So, at 3 p.m. my time, I'll give you a call back again, and you can check all these changes which you just told me.
Okay. The last thing, but definitely not least, is about the domain and everything.
Yeah.
So, if you go for file, go ahead.
I was just saying that in the meantime, I'll ask the developer to access the domain and hosting too and check whether the hosting is compatible. So in the meantime, if the hosting gets compatible too, so then we're good to go live.
But what is the reason it wouldn't be compatible? I mean, like, the hosting, these guys are not just kind of like, I mean, they're providing this hosting kind of like services,
well, actually,
and I'm paying for it. And
actually, there are several reasons, because the platform we are using to build the website, to create the website, it's a custom platform. So it requires storage spaces, RAMs, SSD, and everything to run the website smoothly for the future too. So that is the basic reason. So we can check that, okay, if it matches our compatibility, but then we can go in and make the website live for sure.
Let's see, because like I really like I don't see any reasons like there are some issues, because it's like, okay, let's see anyhow.
Yeah.
But I talked to these people, like they gave the you see the files, and like I uploaded once again,
yes,
server, host, and FTP. Yeah, and they created the folder over there for you to put the website kind of files. There's
okay.
a folder called AG United Group. They just created, like, we talked this, and they told, like, just put the files over there.
One more thing.
And everything should.
One more
yeah.
thing, that if you can just send me the link of that website from where you have purchased the domain and hosting, so that we can go on the website, because if I search in Google, IO, NOS, there are thousands of results. So I'm not trying to be confused that if I go on some other website and I try to enter the credentials, I'm not on the right website. So if you just send me the link of that website, IONOS, from where you have purchased the domain, that would be great help, so that I can go directly to that website, enter the credentials, and check the compatibility.
But you see, I sent you the server host. They told me that you're using some kind of like FTP thing, that you're accessing those things through special kind of... Because I talked to those guys, and I told, how do they find it, where to go? And they told me, these guys should know. They're using kind of like some FTP thing, and he started to explain me that kind of like you kind of using something, not just kind of www somewhere. You kind of using something else to access those servers, right? Those hosts.
However,
you're using something.
You have your account
yeah.
on IONOS, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so is that from the same email, agunitedgroup@gmail.com?
No. What do you mean, like? I have, like, INS business email. Yes, I do have with them.
It's agunitedgroup@gmail.com.
No, this is my, like, Gmail email, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if I go there and log in from that email, it takes me to the next page where I need to enter the password, which you just sent me.
I cannot understand what you're saying.
I am on the website of IONOS, okay? For on the IONOS, I need to go ahead and first log into your account so that I can get the hosting access to the domain and hosting server. Okay, once I have the access, then I can make the website live. And for that, I need to log in on IONOS from where you have purchased the domain and hosting.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm trying to say.
So you're not using something else? Like, because like it's really, I cannot understand, it's kind of strange, yeah. Because, for example, when I go to this INS, like the website, when I log in, like there are like domains, like hosting and everything, my account.
Yeah, so I just want that link of the website, on which website you are right now.
Okay, so let me see, like, can I just send you through the messaging? Is that the thing you need? You need? So can you check it?
Let me check. Yes, that's, I guess, myionos.com. Let me check. Yeah, it's the same login information you just provided me. Okay, and I was on the same website. Now, Gallim, if you go on files, which you just uploaded about the server host, okay, if you go on that and you write down the username which you just provided me, the U10843572.
Just a moment. So what should I provide you?
Wait. Well, first, let me get these changes done. Okay, I'll get back to you at 3. Okay, and then we can discuss about the hosting and the domain. Okay.
But what you asked me to send you, because I see you see like in the files there's the server host, like in the important files.
Yes, I got that.
Everything is there. Yeah. So this, there is username and the password. That's it, right? You don't need anything else from my side.
No, I don't need anything else. I was just confirming the username which you just provided me, because if I write that username on IONOS, that shows me that there is no account with this username.
This is really strange. It's like we are saying like differently. Really, it's kind of like strange, because this is like username and password for the FTP. I don't know what it is, FTP, but this is for the FTP. And there is server and host.
Then this is not the right username and the password. Because are you on the IONOS?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, if I go on IONOS, there comes the option of logging in on the right. Do you see that? It's sign in.
Yeah, I know that there is login for the IONOS. It's different from the one I sent you.
Exactly.
Because I sent you that FTP like things, like whatever you need. But you're asking me to give my personal login to that kind of this website for the IONS, right? Like, I mean,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Different, of course.
Exactly.
Because I provide you like a FTP thing. Yes.
No, we don't need the FTP credentials. We will be needing the actual access to your domain and hosting to make the website live. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But how do you use FTP credentials? What is the use for that one?
Well, I guess that is the use to migrate the website. If your website is on some other hosting previously, then the FTP can migrate your website to the other hosting. But right now, we are building your website on our custom platform, so that this will be the first time your website will be going live. So for that, we will be needing that login information. We can go there and we can have the access to the domain and hosting, and then we can make the website live.
Okay, it's kind of strange, yeah. So, because like I told to those guys, I'm creating the new website. What do I need to provide to the website developer? And then they told me all they need is the FTP. They can make this website
okay,
live.
Then if they have said I can have a word with my developer too. In the meantime, he will be doing the changes. Okay, and let me get back to you.
Yes, because like I clearly thought, like when I called them, I said, okay, guys, I'm creating, it's all almost finished, and we need to get it live like today.
Mm-hmm.
Please give me everything, what I need to provide to my web developer in order to make this website live. And then he sent me the email. I have this email, I can forward, but I mean, it's same thing. He said, okay, I will send you everything by email. And then he sent me all those things which I shared with you. And I said, is that enough? And like, with this information, can they do the website? He said, yes, that is enough for them to do the thing. Hosting is ready, everything is ready. And there is a folder, he said. There is a folder for them to put the website kind of like information or like files or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So please talk to you guys, to the technical guys. Really, I'm kind of starting getting confused because, like, you're asking me, like, my login and, like, in order to go those myins.com, which is kind of, like, for me, it's weird because they didn't tell me that I have to provide that one.
No
that
problem.
Is why I want to make sure.
No problem. I'll have
okay.
a word
yeah.
with the developer, too, okay?
All right. Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.